You know, and on top of those violations, you also, if it is an illegal deer, you would have liquidated damages of owing the state back for that animal. And that can start at, $750 for an antlerless deer or doe, all the way up to $20,000 for an antlered buck, depending on the size of it. And so that can get quite expensive and take a lot of your time going to court and everything else, plus, you know, seizing of equipment that is utilized in the hunt. There's a lot there. So
Yeah. Those
are the questions I need to find in the investigation. This is just the start of it. This generated a lot of phone calls with the public. It needs its due diligence to find out who was lazy enough to put those animals at that boat ramp for the whole public to see. Whether they're non-hunters or they're hunters like myself and sportsmen, this is not ethical behavior. And the majority of the people that I deal with on a daily basis have ethical behaviors, and this is not one of them.